Watch the pendulum. You are getting sleepy. Your eyelids are getting very heavy. You are slipping into a blissful state of hypnosis. Let yourself go. You will listen to what I am about to say, and you will do exactly as I tell you. The program you are about to hear, Bob Slacktime Funhouse, in no way reflects the high standards of good taste set by WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech. If you are the sort of person who cannot take a joke, when I snap my fingers, you will turn off your radio and go to bed. If you can take it, when I snap my fingers, you will let your body go limp and remain prone on the floor for the next 60 minutes. So listen for when I snap my fingers. All right, seekers? Ooh, I shouldn't have snapped my trigger finger.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and she's a-running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead of it, all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills and my eyes open wide. I just passed a Jimmy and a white. I'm in a half and everything inside.
Boy, they weren't kidding. You can smell the squid from here. Huh. I've had some sorry, suck-ass jobs before. It's not like this is a first. Oh, Bob, help me. Look at the size of this sucker. Oh. Oh, well, which key was it? Oh, the big one, that figures. Well, here goes nothing. Okay, turn the key, and we have ignition! Okay, that accelerator pedal's got to be down here somewhere. Okay, reach, come on, come on. Ah, there it is. Yeah, we're cooking with diesel now. I'll give me 40 acres and I'll turn this church around. Bend it over double and then pull its panties down. Oh, hey, look, this thing has an 8-track. Hey, and here's a tape. Cool. The Duke's a hazard. Oh, man, I can't take this. Whoa, man. I gotta lay off the coffee. Gee, I'm already bored with my new job, and I've only had it for 5 minutes. Man, that's a new record for the novelty wearing off. Yeah, I guess I just should never have answered a help wanted notice that was on a laundromat bulletin board, let alone a job as a tractor trailer driver, but man, I needed the bread bad. Well, at least my new bosses, a trucker brother, seem to be nice guys, even if their mobile office is in a rusted-out Chevy El Camino. Yeah, Bud and his brother Rat Trucker are apparently a part of a fine old reputable trucking family. Yeah, I even met their mom, sweet old Mother Trucker. Yeah, luckily they didn't ask me if I ever drove one of these suckers before. I kind of weaseled when I told them I had experience pulling trailers. I just didn't tell him I was talking about pulling it in trailer parks. Oh, but I'll get the hang of this, no problem. Yeah, I used to know a guy who said he once had a $75,000 Peterbilt, although I never did see it in the light. And I have seen enough of those late-night commercials for the Evel Knievel Truck Driving Academy. And, well, hey, I found the accelerator so far. That's half of it right there. Oh, yeah, but I need to find the brakes soon because... Oh, I sure could use some rack time about now. Oh, yeah, rack time. Oh, slack time. Bob, slack time, funhouse. Oh, no, I forgot all about the show. Oh, man, this weekly grind is going to drive me nuts. Oh, but what can I do? I'm heading away from the station. Damn, whoever designed this stupid truck cab. Oh, only I can figure out where the steering wheel is. Oh, this stupid round tray table thing is set at such an angle that my burritos keep spilling on my hot pants. Oh, great. Oh, hey, look. There's some sort of weird radio set and a paperback book. Wow. The Official Guide to CB Slanguage by Lainey Dill. Copyright 1976. Hey, 4 printings in 1976 alone. Wow, I bet a book that popular is still selling big time. Man, I wish I had a piece of that action. Let's have a look at this radio here. Oh, hey, it looks like a microphone's on the end of a curly cord thing. Oh, I guess that's just to keep me from stealing it. Hey, could this be the on switch?
Hey, come on, Randy. You got the tickle tickle here, KP.
Hey, it works.
Hey, tickle tickle. I'm just going to Vegas 29. Can you give me some hours?
Gee, hey, I wonder if there's a way to bimbo rig the CB radio so I can tap into WREK's signal. I could just do my show from here. Oh, but what'll I play? I shot up the only 8-track. Maybe there's something here on one of these frequencies. Oh, meanwhile, I'll just bone up on this stupid CB lingo. Where's that book? Let's see. Terms. Oh, 4-legged go-go girls. Oh, load of live hogs. Man, I can tell already I'm going to regret this.
Now 75 or 85 or I-20 t'other away. Turn your spells to the right and in the night you hear some good buddy say,
"Breaker, breaker, got a pick to take, or old Smokey's at 43.
It's that Japanese toy, the trucker's joy, that everybody calls CB. Yeah, Citizens Band keeps you up to date with the fender benders and the Tijuana taxes and all them buyers out there. Flip-flop. Now ahead of your children and ahead of your wife on the list of the 10 best things in life, you see, B's got a rate right around number 4. Of course, Beavers, Hot Biscuits, and Merle Haggard come 1, 2, 3, you know. Well, I was loaded down, coming out of Lake City. I was checking out seat covers, young and pretty. When all of a sudden, there come a call over my CB, ringing wall to wall. Said, "Go to double nickel, said you hit the ridge, because there's a smoky picture taker on the other side of the bridge." Oh, mercy. Appreciate that, good buddy. What's your handle there? Come on. Got any county mounties out there prowling? Come on. And he said,
10-4, back door. Put the pedal to the metal and let it roar. Hammer down to Macon town, gonna see my mama, sure. Well, the birds are gone, let's bring it on. The Georgia line's out of sight. Pulled out of Richmond town last Saturday night, and my handle is the White Knight. How about it?
All right, White Knight, hammer down, you got the mean machine here. Well, there I was a-streakin', my needle was a-peakin', right around 79. That old diesel juice was a-gettin' loose, and everything was fine. But wall to wall, I got a call from a front door big bird trapper. Said, "Break 19, good buddy of mine, you got a smoky and a plain white wrapper." When I jammed my stick amongst 20 quick, you could hear them gears a-tearing. I got passed by a Beaver in a Camaro when I was cruising along, a-going so slow, I could count every button on that frilly blouse she was a-wearing. Of course, they weren't the one.
Hey there, Super Trooper. Yeah, that's a crafty Smokey over there at the CV of his own. Hey, White Knight, let's slide one off the Super Trooper. Come on.
In four, back door, put the pedal in the metal. What you waiting for? If that old White can't stay inside, gonna leave you here and say no more. How about it?
Whoa, now, old buddy, that's fight talk. I'll get up there and blow your doors off. Fly hammered down like I had wings. Little gravels in my wheels going ping, ping, ping. About the time I hit 92, I saw something flashing in my rear view. Thought to myself, that can't be true, but there it was. It going blue, blue, blue. Uh-oh. Bubblegum machine done hit the jackpot. Well, I could see that bear laughing big, hanging in tight on the back of my rig. And right there and then it come to me, all the while. So in that cold, dark Georgia night, in the shadow of Smokey Bear's blue light, I decided to make me just one more CB call. Break 19 for the Super Trooper. Hey there, Smokey, old buddy. Tell me if I'm right or you my front door. You the White Knight, come on. And he said,
10-4, back door. You and I heap of trouble, boy, for sure. Gonna read you your rights and treat you fair. Just pull over there with your rocking chair. Want you boys to know each other real well, cause you're gonna be sharing the same jail cell. You make 12 cotton pickers I've caught tonight, running front doors that White Knight. How about it? 40 miles over me.
Sometimes the no-doze wears off or doesn't take. It's a doggone sleepy, ain't nothing you can find to keep awake. Pulled over on an off-ramp and climbed back in the bunk. Knocking off 40 winks before I can get into L.A. with this load of junk. I was dreaming honey dreams, driving Rolls Royces with pretty chicks all around. A lot of big rigs whizzing by me, but I'm dead to the world. Can't hear a blooming sound. But I felt something poking in my ribs and a voice said, come on out. I'd forgot to lock the cab and this hijacker had me up a tree without a doubt. He said, now you keep your jaw shut and get this thing a-rolling. First hand me your dough. Forget the silver, just the kind that's good for folding. And don't get no ideas about trying to signal a black and white. I got 3 killings on my head now, and one more ain't gonna hurt my plight. So I takes him at his word, and off we start. If I does what he says, that proves my old school teacher was wrong when she said I wasn't so smart. I tells him, you're the doctor. You just toss the orders my way, and I'll take 'em. Cause brother, he had me in a corner, and I ain't about to try and shake him. Well, we're going too slow for him, and he tells me to step on it. He's a-twirling that automatic in my face, and brother, I mean to tell you, he's hep on it. I got her up to 50, and I tells him that's about the limit. I throw the lights up high, he gets suspicious and tells me to dim it. Don't go signaling no trollman, just act like everything's oak. This buster's on the ball. Gonna treat him with kid gloves, and that ain't no joke. Just then a red light flashes in my rear view mirror. Highway patrol right behind me coming up, getting nearer and nearer. Give her the gun, he says, and don't you dare pull her up. Cause if you let him get me, your life ain't worth no more than a mongrel pup. Man, you're out of your mind, I says. You can't ditch them guys. Take my word, hide your gun. Act like a regular hitchhiker, if you're wise. If I give him a chase, he'll smell a mouse, and you know it. All we gotta do is be meek as a lamb. Just grin and don't show it. So I sell him the bill of goods, and he lowers the automatic. You just send them on their way, he says. Let's not have a lot of static. I gave her the brake and pulled up to a stop. We both sat there, forever it seemed, waiting for the cop. Was I doing anything wrong? I asked him with a smile. Nope, we're looking for a jailbreaker. Seen any suspicious characters back over the last few miles? Just me and my brother here, taking him along for the ride. I had to talk sweetly because I could feel something pushing in my side. Okay, says the patrolman, be on the lookout for strangers. Keep your cab locked and your nose clean. That way you keep out of danger. Then the cop goes on back and my rider heaves a little sigh. Nice going, he said. I like you. You're a real cool guy. Just then the other door flies open and the cop grabs him lickety-split. I go for his gun hand, and between the two of us we give him a pretty good fit. Got the handcuffs on him and lock him in the wagon. We'd handle that pretty good, and I ain't the kind to be a bragging. Well, he's all yours, I said. Guess I'll be on my way. And the cop said, you played that pretty smart. What made you know what to say? Well, I says, what else was there? You knew I was on the spot. Besides, how was he to know? You're the only little brother I got.
Whoa, The White Knight by Cletus Maggard and the Citizens Band. Oh man, that was bad enough, but that was The Hijacker by that long-winded drunk Johnny Bond. Oh man, I hate Johnny Bond. Oh, at least it wasn't Red Sovine, but whew, ooh, that stuff sucked. Oh, sure, I'm glad I didn't put it out on the air. And if they only knew that crap that I didn't play. Oh, no wonder I'm getting this nervous twitch in my frontal lobe. Okay. There, looks like I've about got everything wired right. Okay, let's just see if I can pull this off. La 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 la. Breaker, breaker, this is that ratchet jaw, the flying floozy, the B-girl with a D-cup and a CB radio, coming in loud and proud. Mercy sakes alive, any of you seekers out there got your ears on? I'm driving a big rig through the concrete jungles of Hotlanta, and I got that shiny side down and the dirty side up. Oh, I've got my pedal to the metal and the hammers down with Bob. Why, 1020 is WREK Atlanta, 91.1 on your CB radio dial. And yes, Seekers, tonight at Smokey and the Bimbo, we're going to be cruising down the original internet, CB radio, because breaker, breaker ain't nothing but another way of saying HTTP://. I've turned WREK into a big CB radio for this special On the Road edition of Bob's Slack Time Funhouse. That's right, Seekers. I've got 18 wheels, 12 stripped gears, and 40,000 watts of power, and I'm gonna use them all on you. So strap yourselves in nice and tight, and hey, why don't you use those big red straps? Because it's going to be a rough ride down the back roads of hell tonight, Seekers. And Niggy, take the hindmost. Oh, we're hell-bent for leather and whips. And I got my toenails in the radiator because I got a full load of library squid to deliver. And I got to get them to Dobbstown before they spoil. So, hey, why don't you do me a favor and keep your eye over your left shoulder for Smokey and let's just see what the ether brings us through the modern-day miracle of the CB radio, Seekers.
So, that's what I mean, Roger.
Ah!
Giddy up, go.
Oh, no! Giddy up, go by Red Sovine, the living legend. Oh, man, I gotta watch out for this channel. Between the Johnny Bond and the Red Sovine, it's gonna kill me. Yeah. Red Sovine. Oh, he was a crusty old mishmash of Lawrence Welk by way of Porter Wagner, with the long-windedness of Burl Ives thrown in for bad measure. Yeah, grand old daddy of the Poe Bucker music world. I once had sort of an encounter with Red Sovine in a very indirect, sort of half-assed way. Way back when the earth was still cooling, when I was a dancer at the Cheetah Club, I once ran into this loud-talking faux-bucker in a tailored polyester suit who tried to chat me up using the hook that he was the agent of Red Sovine, the living legend. That's even what it said on the business card that he handed me. Red Sovine, the living legend. I looked at it and said, Red Sovine, the living legend. Wow. Isn't he dead? The guy got all flustered and tried to hedge, saying old Red was still going gangbusters on TV record offers. But he sure didn't have an answer when I pointed out that right now Red Sovine is certainly a less than living legend at that point, and his chances of recovery were getting pretty grim. But luckily for you seekers, I think I can find something to wash the taste of Giddy Up Go out of your minds. Here's Giddy Up Donut by some unknown musical genius.
I got in a poker game, and with a full house and a little bit of luck, I won $3 and a milking machine, 2 snow tires and a donut truck. So I'd be able to tell it apart, I figured I needed a name from a truck. Let's see, trucks, what hauls donuts, I thought to myself. So that's what I named it, Giddy Up Donut. Well, I spanked the name across the back when the wife come in from the fields. I said, hey, I won me a truck and I'm going into business. She took a look at it and said, yippee, big deal. Well, that sounded like a good name for a truck. When I painted it on, it made a weird looking sight. Giddy Up Donut painted all the way across the left, and yippee, big deal painted across the right. Then my little boy come running out of the house, and he saw the big truck for the first time. He said, nay, nay, no, 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 no. Ain't that cute? Little boy wasn't but 9. Now that sounded like a pretty weird name for a truck, but I went ahead and painted the name on the back for the rest. And I'll tell you one something. When I finished, you ain't never seen the back of a donut truck in such a mess. Well, I took off, driving day and night, and somewhere along the way, I must have turned wrong. Got to listening to the radio and lost track of time, and it is 12 years before I got back home. I guess the wife had got tired of waiting, because she and the little boy were both gone. So I found me a bar and a drinking partner, and me and Skid Row Joe, oh, we hung one on. It is 20 years before I seen my boy again, but I knew him in a minute. It was 20 years before I seen my boy again, but I knew him in a minute. Still sounds right. It was at a truck stop, and I bought him a cup, and since he throwed so much, I'd let him put some coffee in it. Boy, I said, my truck's got a name. How good a guesser are you? Well, his eyes met mine, and at the top of his lungs, he said, nay, nay, no, 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 no. Oh, did that do it? Tears of joy. I'd found my baby boy. He'd growed a lot, but he's still kind of dumb. But I could tell he's glad that he'd found his dad. He just sat there smiling and sucking his thumb. That's my boy. And from that day on, it was just the 3 of us. Me and Dingy and Giddy Up Donut together again.
Well, I drive a 2-ton semi, go trucking coast to coast. I like my rig, I like the road, but it's not what I love most. There's a gal I left in Frisco, a sweet young thing named Rose. And the best dang thing about her, she lets me wear her clothes. Well, I'm proud to be country transvestite. And I love to wear the girls' clothes all day.
All day.
Lacy bra, a frilly blouse, a silky negligee. Now I'm still a macho tough guy, and I hope you'll understand. I was born with a big black mustache and a six-pack in my hand. But when I go out formal, I do it with a twist. I wear a strapless evening gown and a nosegay on my wrist. Yes, I'm proud to be country transvestite.
Transvestite.
And I love to wear the girl's clothes all day.
All day.
I gloss my lips, tease my hair, and sleep in lingerie. Now I like the way I'm living. Don't judge me by my clothes. I'm an all-American He-Man. And I love legs, pantyhose. So don't look at me funny, or I'll punch out your lights. And the last thing you'll remember is a trucker in fishnet tights. Yes, I'm proud to be country transvestite.
Transvestite.
And I love to wear the girls' clothes all day.
All day.
Painted lips, padded hips, my shaved legs on display. Yes, I'm proud to be country transvestite. And I love to wear the girls' clothes all day. Style and muse, something fuse. Well, it sends us on our way. Yes, I'm proud to be country transvestite.
Let me get these pantyhose on here. Hope I don't get a run. You know, I hate that. I hate that. You know, when you chip your nail and that thing flakes off there, it's just terrible. You know, you got to go back home and just put your new nail polish on this. I wish they'd come up with something. You could just put it on permanently. You wouldn't have to do it every day. You know what I'm saying? Whew, I could use a bubble bath. I really could.
The very first trucks and cars were funny looking. They were just old carriages and wagons with motors to make them go instead of horses to pull them. Most people didn't like these horseless carriages. They puffed out big black clouds of smoke and made lots of noise, which scared horses.
I'm a truck. I'm a truck.
Say, mister, are you a truck?
Yeah, I'm a truck.
Can I have a ride?
Sure, hop in. Oh, I'm a truck. I'm a truck.
Say, mister, you ride good. Mind if I turn on the radio?
Go ahead.
Now the chart topper on this week's Top 30 Countdown. I'm a truck. I'm a truck.
We got a great big convoy rocking through the night. We got a great big convoy. Woo! Ain't she a beautiful sight? Convoy.
Ben.
I eat here for you, buddy. This Grand Slam, it be crawling with bears. Hey, you be watching it at Lollipop Mirror. 1-3-6, Roger, be a bear back in the woods. Hey, a spy in the sky, a bear in the air, fur piece down the old super slab. Hey, Roger, so watch out. Hey, you got the 1 Midnight Rider. We be flip-flopping, Roger.
I tell you what, man, and them Y2K, man, they know when the mainframe's gonna come crash down on that grid, man. That look like a damn apocalypse now, man. And the horror.
This is Charles Carotto speaking to you from the road where we are covering one of the big news stories of our time, Citizens Band Radio. CB, as it is known nationwide, is having such a great impact on America and its population that it has resulted in a brand new language which has been transmitted over its highways coast to coast. The FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, also known as Uncle Charlie in CB slang, has shown a great deal of concern about its use and abuse. Now, for the first time in CB history, we are going to monitor at random CB conversations on the 40 FCC-assigned channels. We will conduct a test to learn what government regulation reforms are necessary. I am going to call in the first CBers on Channel 1 to ask the first question of our CB language test.
All right, last night, don't know what went wrong, but all day long today, hey, I've been singing this sad song. I say, hey, good buddy, now where's my baby? I want her back and I don't mean maybe. Now, hey, good buddy, better watch yourself, do your messing with somebody else. And that CB talking dog used to call a friend of mine. When I catch him, yeah, he'll be calling on Crisis Channel 9. I say, hey, good buddy, now where's my baby? You been dogging the wrong old lady. Hey, good buddy, now it ain't funny, trying to steal a good man's honey. Now, I don't know what made her want to go with him and leave me. Guess it doesn't matter too much any old way. When I find my old beer drinking buddy, you best believe me. I have a word or two or three can't trust an old sea beer, say who you gonna trust? And if you can't leave your lady alone, is she really worth the fuss? Anyway, hey, good buddy, now where's my baby? The deal you're doing is more than shady. Say, hey, good buddy, now.
Sweet Mercy K, don't go away. I wanna say negatory on that story you heard today. Come on, give me a break, honey. Me and them beavers ain't been dating. We just been doing a little modulating. So bring it on back to your home, 20 Mercy Day, Mercy Day.
Break for a short, sad story. Get your ears on to what I say about how my life went negatory the night I lost my sweet Mercy Day. I got home, it is just about 9, to find nobody there but my beagle. Then I found this note from that better half of mine, taped to my brown and golden eagle. To the one Kansas cowboy, you got the one Mercy Day. We found out in Howboy about all your cheating ways. So we're backing it out of this home, 20, and we won't be back this way. Cotton picker, that's it. I took my middling and split. 7s and 3s, signed your sweet Mercy Day. Well, I flipped on that screaming bass, said, break this old 1-9, please. And with tears streaming down my face, I said, how about you there, Mercy Day? You Kansas cowboy's on his knees. Now, I don't know where you got your info at all, but I guarantee you it's a 1074. Cause you're the only beaver sends me wall to wall, and there'll never be another for sure. Now, if you mean that one lady specs, we ain't doing no dating on the sly. I just been giving her radio checks and advising her on what kind of whip to buy. And if you mean that one busy beaver, we ain't doing no fooling off the band. She just can't get her power mic to fit her receiver, so I went over to give her a hand. And you could mean that one playboy's dream, but Mercy, I ain't fooling with that kid. I ran by and checked her standing wave beam and tightened the mount on her old trunk lid. And if you mean that one lady Satan, it's true I stayed the night there, dear, but we spent the whole time modulating on her sideband to Canada, loud and clear. Sweet Mercy, I know I can't count the times I've asked you to forgive and forget, but believe me, sweet seat cover, you're still my one and only lover. And they ain't no beaver done stepped on your modulation yet. Negatory, you still putting a big 10 on the meter of my heart. Come on back, honey, we're trying.
Sweet Mercy Day, don't go away.
Do you hear me, honey?
I wanna say,
come on back.
Negatory on that story you heard today.
I know I'm getting sloppy, but do you read your poppy's copy?
Me and them beavers ain't been dating.
No way.
We just been doing a little modulating.
Hear what I say.
Get on back to your home, 20 Mercy Day, Mercy Day.
Mercy Day, come on home, honey. I can't modulate without you. Now, if you're out there, we're trying. Give me a break, a radio check, a 1036, anything. Mercy, Mercy, there's headlights in the driveway. Could it be? Mercy Day, answer me, honey, is that you? Lord of mercy, it is. I'd recognize them double truckers anywhere.
Me and them beavers ain't been dating. We just been doing a little modulating. So bring it.
Come on, see me, baby. Bring it on, you got me crazy. Come on, and I don't mean maybe. Bring it on, see me, baby.
Let's talk a little sweet talk, baby.
Oh, hey, don't laugh, Seekers. In 1976, disco was rearing its ugly head, too. Oh, this is just a battle of the cheesy fads. Oh, but I think we needed to take a crash course in the stupid CB slanguage before we get any more of this stuff on our shoes. Oh, let's see if I can turn up the CB rig to 45 RPM.
Good buddies these days, everybody in their little beavers getting themselves an old CB, and the only way to use it right is to get your license and learn the CB lingo. So here we go for a short course. Smokey Bird. Now that's them old boys what work for the state and drive them old high-powered machines. And if the machine's got the state's name on the side, it's a Tijuana taxi. Or then again, it may not have the state's name on the side, in which case it's a plain white wrapper, plain gray wrapper, plain green wrapper, or plain blue wrapper. And then they take your green stamp, which is your hard-earned money when they get you on the old picture taker, and that's what you call the old radar, otherwise known as taking Polaroids. That's when you're going more than double nickels. That's that old 55 mile an hour speed limit. And then some same old boys would help you when you get yourself into a fender bender, that's a wreck. And they generally found around exit ramps, mediums, and the nearest long hot cup of coffee and short name of the state police. Gammy Mammy, same as old Smokey Bird, something they drive for the sheriff. Local yokel, same as old Smokey Bird and old Gammy Mammy, something they drive for the mayor. Beavers, that's women. Seat covers, that's women. Women, that's women. Better half or XYL, that's women. Except in these is them ones what used to be the beaver and or seat cover, what you used to count every button on that frilly blouse she was wearing, and it's now the mother of your youngins and the picture taker what checks you've done retired from counting buttons on frilly blouses of other beavers and or seat covers. Cotton picker. Now that means your best buddy, your worst enemy, somebody you know, somebody you don't know, somebody you like, somebody you don't like, somebody you want to compliment, somebody you want to insult, somebody who done you a favor, somebody who done you wrong, or somebody who picks cotton. Break means I want to talk, boy. Oh, break means all right, boy. Talk. 10:36. Now that's a call for the time of day, but don't just sit there and say, have at 10:36. Cause all them CBers and all you just got your set and ain't got nothing to say. Other expressions to avoid to keep from being known as an amateur are break for radio check. What's happening out there, good buddy? What you doing out there, good buddy? Somebody talk to me. Roger, we'll go and break for a truck. 10:20's your location. Home 20, that's your 10:20 when you're home. Bubblegum machine. Hey, that's an old light on top of Smokey's car goes blue, 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 blue. Whips an antenna. A redneck whips a big, long antenna. Goes twangy, twangy, twangy all the time. Hammer down means I'm going as fast as I can cause I got the pedal to the metal. How's it look over your shoulder? Now that's what you say to somebody going the way you ain't. It means what's back there where you done been. An 18-wheeler's a big rig. A 4-wheeler's anything with 4 wheels. Cars, baby carriages, anything. 2 wheelers of motorcycles and bicycles, a pick-em-up truck, a pickup truck, a thermos bottle, a tanker truck, a mobile parking lot, 18-wheeler that hauls 4 wheelers, and a van gotten bigger as a van. Come on. Now that's what you say when you say what you want to say and you want somebody to say something back to you. Come on, back on that means don't wish you say that again because I don't know what you're talking about. Getting stepped on. Now that's where there's too many cotton pickers on the channel and everybody's talking at the same time. You can't understand nobody and it's a mess of noise. Modulating and jawjacking is a having a conversation. Handle. Now that's an old name that you pick out to call yourself on the channel as in.
My handle is the white
knight.
From Ocracoke and Roanoke to the California shores, I've been driving this Mack cross country and back for 20 years or more. And all that time I've never heard one thing that near compares to all this doggone CB talk that's cluttering up my air. Now it's 10-4 this and Roger that and Smokey's on the loose. Then breaker, breaker, there's a picture taker. Hey, come in, Mother Goose. Guess I'm just an old dog, can't get used to something new. I've got those front door, back door, hey, good buddy, listening CB blues. Now back a ways in the good old days, I just sit up in my cab and cruise along with my CB on, relaxing down the slab. But now I swear it sounds like half the whole world's out there too. I've got those front door, back door, hey good buddy, listening CB blues. Yeah, it's hey retriever, there's a double beaver in a ragtop Chevrolet. Put the hammer down, there ain't a bear around. Back it off now, mercy sakes. That convoy talk is everywhere. Tell me what's a man to do. I've got those front door, back door, hey good buddy, listening CB blues.
Well, somebody stole my CB just the other day. Somebody ripped off my CB I got for my birthday. Now, ever in the world do something like that, they ought to be boiled in chicken fat. The rat ought to be wrapped with a baseball bat. Somebody stole my CB. What do you do about that? Well, I got hung up on the CB craze, and I've wrapped with quite a few. There's old pebbles and rimrock and sugar shorts, just to name a few. Country boy is my handle, picky and guitar is my game. Somebody ripped off a CB, I wonder who's to blame. Well, I'm going down tomorrow, I'm gonna buy me a brand new pace. I'm gonna slap in that turkey radio and get back in the race.
Then I'm gonna go get me an alligator and tie him to my radio. I'll bet he'd have stopped them CB thieves a long, long time ago. Oh, smoke it out! Woo! Somebody stole my CB just the other day. Somebody ripped off my CB I got for my birthday. Now whoever in the world do something like that, they ought to be boiled in chicken fat. The rat ought to be smacked with a baseball bat. Somebody ripped off my CB. What do you do about that? Yeah, I'm gonna buy me an alligator and I'm gonna tie him to my radio. I bet he'd have stopped them CB thieves a long, long time ago. Yep, I bet he'd have stopped them CB thieves a long, long time ago.
Oh, topping those hills and popping them pills, them sweet little pills, oh, Bob.
Oh, hey, these are pretty good. I think I'll eat them by the handful like M&M's. Man, those are tasty pills. Oh, breaker, breaker, this is that devil praise Reverend Susie the Floozy, that beaver for Bob, modulating crisp and clean on 91.1 on your CB dial. Come on, I got a collect call here for Pablo Picasso. You got your ears on, Pablo? Oh, wait, I've seen a self-portrait and I can't tell where his ears are. What about Vincent Van Gogh? Vinny, you got your ears on out there? Ooh, sorry, man, I forgot all about that. I guess there's no use calling that J. Paul Getty kidnapped kid either. Ooh, man, look at the gore up ahead. What got run over here? Oh, hey, it's Willie Nelson. Ooh, all squashed like a possum. I guess Willie was singing on the road again. Come on, any of you seekers out there have been copying these weird transmissions we've been getting. I think we've been hearing Hey Good Buddy by Johnny Hemphill, Mercy Day by Cletus Maggard and the Citizens Band, Come on, CB Baby by Bob Gillott, or Cletus Maggard with CB Lingo, Listening CB Blues by Mac Wiseman, and Somebody Stole My CB by Billy Webb. Oh, hey, who's coming up on my side here? Looks like a dark blue-looking late model compact car with a great big red Quit Your Job for Bob bumper sticker on the back. Whoa, let me speed up and get a good look at these guys. Oh, man, what weird-looking mutants. Oh, the guy driving has a shaved head and a sandy blonde Amish-style fringe of beard running along his chin. And oh, the chick riding shotgun looks real evil with her short, slicked back black hair and flashing dark eyes. Ooh, I can smell the sub-genius from here. Oh, that's a good sign, but no, I still gotta get out of here. Except for these two mutants, this here slab is nothing but wall-to-wall pink. Man, I gotta power up to the monster lane and lay dread out of this lousy burg. Let's see what else I can find on the Citizens Band before we're out of range.
Across the sky. for some barbecue. So I took him down to Tuscaloosa, Alabama. You know what we got? We got
Pips, white bread, and ice cold beer.
Big Joe, Texas, and I'd like to tell you something that happened to me out on the highway the other day. The sun was setting out on the dusty Texas turnpike. I was just about a mile from the Oklahoma line. When all of a sudden, between you and me, I saw a flying saucer. Swear to God, nearly caused me to collide. Well, pulled up right alongside of my semi. Yeah, saw a little green man with a smile on his little green face. Sound like Chinese or something, I couldn't figure it out. Tell by the look in his eye that he wanted a race. Huh.
Ain't no UFO gonna catch my diesel. I don't care if it came from outer space. Ain't no UFO gonna catch my diesel. Because there ain't no machine gonna take its place.
Foot to the floor and we got trucking. We were neck and neck about a mile or so. But I guess his rig couldn't hold up to my eight-wheel drivers. Cause when I turned around, I left him in a cloud of smoke.
Ain't no UFO gonna catch my diesel. I don't care if it came from outer space. Ain't no UFO gonna catch my diesel.
You can believe my story if you want to. You can say I'm crazy and I lost my mind. But come with me sometime on a run to Texas. Because wait for me down there by the borderline. I can't.
Ain't no UFO gonna catch my diesel.
Seattle, running late. It was rainy, rainy, raining cats and dogs. The road was slick and full of little tricks, like walking on a slicky green log. Well, I had 5 axles and a white Mustang, pulling 70,000 on behind. As I rode her out of town to turn Portland around, I built a fire and let her wind. Blinding lights, rainy nights, jackknife. Well, I made that mountain, went over the top, had her rolled out all of the way. Went into a curve that took all my nerve, then I felt that mountain sway. As that tandem shuddered and settled down, I heard a trailer horn snap. There was no doubt I had to ride it out or let her jackknife in my lap. Blinding lights, rainy nights, jackknife.
On this very night, 10 years ago, along this same stretch of road, in a dense fog just like this, I saw the worst accident I ever seen.
Holy smoke! What's that terrible buzz?
There was this sound, like a garbage truck dropped off the Empire State Building.
Inside my head, something had already started spinning. They was roaring, and they was grinding, and all of a sudden, I was at the wheel. We was in a blizzard and a sandstorm at the same time. We was headed down Baker's Ridge wide open, and the brakes was gone. The horns and the sirens was blasting my head off. The hood flew off and the motor opened up right in my face. I was diving head first right straight into them whirling, grinding, spinning, greasy gears.
Oh, my God!
And when they finally pulled the driver's body from the twisted, burning wreck, it looked like this.
Burn it! Send it to hell!
Break once again. This is the Road Apple. And what's your handle?
Road Chaplain.
Road Chaplain? Sounds like Billy Graham, but would you explain that handle?
Well, this new sleepy cult needs guidance. You just cut me on the way to make my rounds. Our Father who art in heaven.
You're saying a prayer for CBers everywhere, aren't you?
No, I'm praying for myself with all those damn CB nuts out there. You've never seen so many wrecks. Our Father who art in heaven.
Night, I talk to the Lord on my CB radio. I thought my time had finally come for me to go. My soul was gone, I'd never see home again. But I'm here just because I talked to him.
It looked like this.
Or whatever.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Breaker, breaker, this is Bruce Lee. I hear you're calling. What's your handle?
Sock.
What might that stand for? Sock it to me?
No, save our kids.
You sound juiced. You must be Anita Bryan.
And I'm here as a messenger of the Lord, bringing his truth everywhere, on radio, on television, and on CB, singing his hymns on my CB All Request program. Do you have a favorite hymn?
I'm not particular. I like all hymns.
I like to take theirs. Then I give them mine. Cause I'm a homo, truck-driving man.
A breaker, breaker. This is the Road Apple on the road again. What is your handle?
My handle is Cream Puff.
Cream Puff. Where might you be headed, Cream Puff?
I'm on my way to Disneyland. I've never been there before.
On 10-4, how come a sophisticated individual like you, Truman Capote, would go to Disneyland?
I've been told that it's a great fairy land.
Let's get on with your CB question. What is the CB definition of a California turnaround?
Well, there was this young man who had a sex change operation.
Negatory. I'm awfully sorry, but you blooped the answer, Cream Puff. California turnaround is a CB term for stay-awake pills, sometimes known as bennies.
Jay, give me a call sometime.
10-4.
Well, when you see that big rig coming for you, painted paint. You best stay out of the way. Cause we all know, deep inside, that truck driver be powerful gay. He's that homo truck driving man. Who is he?
He's that homo truck driving man. Yes, sir.
Good times.
We was hunting bear for the rocking chair out on I-40, dodging bucks in pickup trucks in West New Mexico. It was a cloudy day and me and old Jay was just about bored to tears. But we come awake when a CB break come a-ringing loud and clear. And we heard this voice that we ain't never heard before saying,
Break 1-9, I'm CB Savage. Hi, all you 18-wheelers. Anyone seen any smoky bears? How about some bear smokies? CB Savage here. Come on.
Well, I looked at Jay and I said, Hey, did you hear what I just heard? He nodded his head and his face got red and he never said a word. We both reached for the mic, thinking we might just answer that 1-9 call, when that CB device come back to life just a lisping wall to wall. And that unusual voice came on again, saying,
Break 1-9 again. This is your one and only CB Savage. Mercy sakes, good bodies. Could I please have your 20? I'd settle for a big 10-4. Mercy, mercy. How about a milepost? Listen, you can't keep your hammers down forever, you know. Speak to me, pedal pumpers. How about it?
Well, the box went dead and we looked straight ahead and didn't say a word at all. We had four in the chair and the door back there, but nobody'd answer that call. A while went by and Jay and I, we started breathing again. We figured this stranger was plumb out of range when all at once he'd come back in. And it was that same odd voice saying,
Breakers, breakers, any takers? Hi, hi, it's me again. I'm in your chair and I love it there. Say, you truckers really know how to take a person for a ride. Speak to me, you diesel demons. I'd love to get to know your handles. CB Savage here. Come on, come on.
I grabbed the mic and I held it tight and my hand began to sweat. I looked at Jay and he was grinning away like a big old bird-fed cat. So I put down the talker and turned up the squawker and got a good grip on the wheel. I decided the trucker that answered this duck sure as heck wasn't going to be me. About that time, that weird voice came back on again, saying,
Yoo-hoo, breakaroo. Hi-hi, you Jim Dandy Jimmy Jammers, you. Do I ever have a surprise for you? If you listen real close, you'll find my voice is changing. And if you'll start checking your rear views, you'll find you got company. Five plain white smokies dressing up for a ticket writing party.
Y'all were so busy copying my put-on, you didn't notice your little convoy was being infiltrated. You can start shutting them down any time now. This is your CB Savage, the Smokey's friend. Wall to wall and treetop tall. That is all. Bye-bye.
As a new CBer, there are certain things you must remember before you break onto the airwaves.
Oh, yeah, the rules. Instance, oh, no sweat. I've been good.
First and foremost is never to broadcast false information. Citizen band radio shall not be used for any purpose or in connection with any activity which is contrary to federal, state, or local law.
But that's the whole church's point.
It is illegal to use your CB as a sales tool. You may never sell products or charge a motorist in distress for making a help call. CB, like any other broadcast medium, does not allow the use of profanity.
Damn!
It is illegal to boost your transmitting power beyond the legally allowed 4 watts.
Oh, but WREK has 40,000.
For conversation. Channel 9 is for emergency use only.
And it's 91.1. I can't help that.
Is a felony. Never use your CB to transmit music, whistling, sound effects, or any material for amusement or entertainment purposes, or solely to attract attention.
Oh, I'm done
In addition
for.
To the CB no-no.
Oh, I should have read the damn rules before I broke them all. Now I'm bear bait for sure. Oh, and besides that, I haven't been weighing this truck like they told me to, just because it makes me mad. The stupid guys at the weigh stations never believe that I'm just retaining water. Oh no, what's that? Oh, damn! I guess that was a roadblock I crashed through back there. Oh, I thought someone just left a lot of cop cars on the road. Oh, terrific. Now I got a bear on my back door and he's smoking my tailpipe like it was a bomb. Well, they'll never find the squid because I hid it under all those bales of crop that were in the back, but oh, I can't afford to take the time out of my busy schedule to explain it to these goobers. I'll just have to knock the slack out and hope I get to Dodge Sound before I run out of motion lotion. Oh, but that might be problematical since I just found out those little white bills I've been scarving have X-Lax printed on the side. Oh, so let me get this out fast. We heard two songs about big rigs and UFOs, the first by Mojo Nixon, and then Joe Dolce, and then Jackknife by David Pierce, some Pajama Slave Dancers, Pee-wee's Big Adventure, Gears by Johnny Bond, CB Bloopers with Billy Graham, Anita Bryant, and Truman Capote, Rod Hart with CB Savage, and stuff from How to CB, High Ballin' Hits, The Man Behind the Wheel, Truck Driving Songs by the Lonesome Valley Singers, and All Ears, the 1976 Truck Driving Radio Shack CB Radio Comp. Oh man, I've about had it with all this inbred gay bash and bumper cracker anti-mentality tonight, but oh, that's what you get when you plumb the depths of redneck culture. Oh, so this is the Flying Blues signing off on yet another episode of Bob's Slacktime Funhouse. Passing along all them good numbers and telling all you seekers to keep your noses out of the ditches and Smokey out of your britches. Yeah, don't let your truckin' trip up your trickin', kids. And if you can't use it, abuse it. Keep your wheels a-spinnin' and the beavers a-grinnin'. I sure did enjoy modulating with y'all tonight. I just want to leave you with a little something extra. Oh, I discovered a brand new version of Convoy Seekers. So this is Reverend Susie the Floozy sending a big stack of 88s to all you seekers out there. So keep on trucking and praise Bob.
Come on, John. cool relief and embarrassed walk the wall. Yeah, them smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bar in the air. Says, calling all trucks, says, here's the dick. We about to go hunt bar.
Suicide junkie? Yeah, he's hauling dynamite and he needs all the help he can get.
Well, we laid a strip for the Jersey Shore, prepared to cross the line. I could see the bridge was lined with bars, but I didn't have a doggone dime. As a skipper, this here's pigtail dick. I just ain't gonna pay no toll. So we crashed the gate to do a 98. I says, let them truckers roll 10-4.